It's good to be with you this morning. I felt that I wanted to speak and I wanted to talk to you about what I'm going to speak about. And I want you to know that I'm getting pretty old and my little head gets a little mixed up at times. So if I get a little mixed up, please forgive me.
妈咪说，今天早上很高兴能看到大家。 然后呢，我就感觉到我有话想跟大家说。那我现在也比较年纪大了，有的时候头脑就没有那么清楚，所以我要是讲的不是很清楚，或者要重复，大家就原谅我。I
want to tell you how much I appreciate the prayers that you've prayed for me. Some of you have sent me things and gifts and good wishes, and I want to say thank you to every one of you. I appreciate it, and it means, and I'm very thankful for that God has given us this fellowship and relationship.
然后呢，我就是知道很多人为我祷告，我很感谢大家为我的祷告，然后有人也送我一些东西，也为我的那个祝福。那我真的是很感谢，就是为我们有这样的一个交通，这样的一个在主里的情谊，感谢。
In Exodus 34:14, it talks about how God is a jealous God.
他讲到这里神是忌邪的神。
Could you read that for us?
Yes, 出埃及记34:14 不可敬拜别神，因为耶和华是忌邪的神，名为忌邪者。
You know, jealousy itself is a sin when it is a desire for something that doesn't belong to us.
当你嫉妒的时候，其实对我们来讲啊，是一种罪，因为你在想要一些不属于你的东西。
But you see, we belong to him.
但是我们是属于神的。
He said he wanted, he even stipulated he wanted our worship.
然后圣经上讲出来说，他想要我们的敬拜。
He wants our praise and our honor, and he wants us to belong to him.
神想要我们属于他，神想要我们的赞美跟我们的尊，就是对他的尊崇，因为我们属于他。
Because you know, you really belong to him because he created us, and he loved us. And he sent his son to die for us. And for those that have been forgiven, he's prepared a wonderful place for us.
就是因为神创造了我们，他爱我们，他差遣把他的独生爱子给我们，所以我们是属于他的。然后神也为那些所有爱他的、跟随他的人预备了一个地方。
The things that he desires of us is things that we can really do.
神所期待我们的，神所想要我们的，其实就是我们能做的，不是我们做不到的。One
of the things he desires of us is fellowship.
一个神想跟我们所要的，就是跟我们之间的这种联谊、这种交通、这种团契。We
see that he wants us to be close to him.
神想要我们跟他靠近。Now
you know what fellowship is.
我们知道彼此之间的那种联谊，那种是什么？
Lots of times fellowship, the older folks, we have a fellowship there every month, and they love to get together to talk and just to be around each other.
就是我们作为老人家，我们就知道这个联谊，就是这种交通、这种团契是什么。就因为我们每个月长青团契都有一次就是聚会嘛，然后大家在一起就彼此交谈呐，彼此身边是你所都是同年纪的人。Now
God wants our fellowship.
神也想要我们跟他之间的这种叫做团契，或者就是这种团契、这种交通也好。
So you see, he wants a close relationship with us.
所以呢，神想要跟我们之间是有一种亲近的关系的。He
wants us to talk with him, talk about.
神想要我们跟他交谈，也把我们的就是这样交谈，我们的想法也告诉他。Sing
our praise to him.
神想要我们去赞美他。
Sometimes we have to be careful that when we do fellowship praying with him, it isn't just all asking him for this and for that and for the other.
所以当我们祷告，我们跟神之间有交通的时候，不是说只是说我到他面前要这个要那个，只是要东西。
Now that's part of our fellowship, because when you have a good friend, you unload to them the things that are troubling you and so forth, and that's part of fellowship.
当然那个也是就是这种交通的一部分，就你跟一个好朋友在一起的时候，你会向他把你的重担，把你心里的难处倾心吐意都告诉对方。
But he wants more than that.
但是神想要的比这个更多。
Fellowship is talking like friend to friend.
这个就是交通啊，这种团契就好像朋友之间彼此交谈。
We don't need to be on our knees to fellowship.
我们不需要说总是跪在那儿才能跟神有这种有这种团契，有这种契合。
It means during the day where we think of him, we may sing a little song about him, we may even talk to him during the day. It's like walking and fellowshipping with him.
就是说好像每一天这种跟主的相交就意味着我们给他唱一首歌呀，或者是跟他一起就是有交谈呢，就好像我们跟神同行，然后就这么一直这样子，就是常常跟他有些相交，有些团契。
我补充一点哈，一开始呢他谈到英文原文里面有嫉妒，他是嫉妒的神，我们中文呢大部分翻成嫉邪哈。那在像夫妻之间那种爱呢，一定会有嫉妒，就是很专心的，很有点好像要就是属于自己的。好，我们有一个想法，就什么，就好像我要占有啊，呀，独有，对，独有的很好，这个词很好，独有的哈。所以呢，你或许会想说，怎么会从嫉妒谈到嫉邪？哈，那就是因为里面有这个很强烈的这个嫉妒独有的一个心，所以他不会满足于说我们好像这个也爱那个也爱，而不是一般这种好像朋友之间那种关系而已。OK， 好，一立功。
As talking about the fellowship, King David, he made a purpose in his heart. He said seven times, I lift up my heart during the day and talk to my heavenly Father.
所以呢，讲到这个相交跟团契，那大卫王呢其实是一个很好的一个表率，他就说我一天，他定在他的心里说他定义一天七次向神，就是跟神交谈。
I heard of a man, in fact, that would set his watch at certain times to pray for certain people, just a sentence prayer, but I guess he would have at his time just to lift up his heart to the Lord.
那我知道有一位弟兄啊，他就是一天中间他会设置一个专门的时间，就是为专门的人祷告，当然他那个祷告就很短，可能就是一句话，但是在那个一天的时间他会扬起他的心向神祷告。
Now the next thing that God spoke about was he didn't want any idols.
再一件神想讲的就是神不要我们有任何的偶像。
We need to be committed to God.
我们要对神就是完全的委身。
Now you say, Sister Schwartz, that doesn't, I don't have any idols in my home. I don't have any statues. I don't bow down to anything.
你说妈咪啊，我才没有拜偶像呢，我家里边也没有任何的偶像或者挂什么东西或者向什么东西跪拜。
You might be surprised.
你可能要吃惊了。
As I was going along my Christian way,And I was younger, much younger. I used to love the news.
然后呢，当我回顾我的基督徒的这一辈子的生活的时候，当我比现在年轻很多的时候，我特别喜欢看新闻。
When I was on the mission fields, I remember I would always get the American magazine, news magazine, even though it cost much more.
然后呢，我记得我当时在那个宣教工厂的时候呢，我总是会就是买那个美国的新闻杂志，当然在那个宣教工厂那个要买到那个得到那个新闻杂志要比在美国贵很多。
And when, And when I was home, I would just listen to it on the radio.
然后回到家就开始不停地听新闻。
You know, I remember one time they had a whole afternoon different kinds of broadcasts. And oh, I had to excuse me, I had to listen to all of it.
然后呢，我记得有的时候那下午啊，他就有不同的人，就是不同的那个新闻。那我就好像必须得把它全部给听完。
One day,
有一天呢
God spoke to me.
神就对我说话了。
And he said, no more newscasts.
神说不能再听新闻了。
Oh, that was hard.
那对我来讲很难呢。
You say, that's not an idol. Anything you spend a lot of time on is an idol.
你说那不是偶像啊，任何的就是你要在上面花很多时间的东西都是偶像。
It was very, very difficult. But you know what? I don't listen to the, I stopped it. I don't listen to the news even to this day.
然后呢，对我来讲那个是很难的，但是呢，我还是停下来了，直到今天我都没有去听新闻。
You see, I loved him more than that thing that I thought that I really, really enjoyed so much and liked so much.
然后呢，我爱神，我更爱神，那比我就是我非常享受非常喜欢的东西更多。
Now there was another thing.
那还有另外一件事。
And that was that I like to read Christian fiction books.
我另外一个爱好就是读那个基督徒写的那个小说。
I would stay up half the night finish reading them.
那我就会读到半夜里还在读，要读完。
Then one day God spoke to me again.
然后有一天神又对我说话了。
No more fiction books.
不能再读小说了。
Oh, there was another battle, but I did. I put them aside and never again.
然后呢，那我就听话了。我就是虽然是一个很艰难的战斗啊，一个征战，但是我还是把这个小说就放在一边，我就没再读了。
And then there came up something else.
然后呢，又有别的事情出现，别的东西。
Now I was an only child, not around. I had only my cousin I grew up with. So when I went to Bible school and when I got out of, you know, out of home, and I like friendship.
那我是家里的独生女，虽然我有这些表兄妹啊，这些一起长大，但是我是独生女，所以当我去到那个大学的时候呢，那。友情对我就非常的重要。
Actually, I wanted a friend that was my friend. You know, that we spent a lot of time with, that was my friend.
那我想，我的朋友就是我的，我们花很多时间在一起，那他就只能跟我在一起，是我的朋友。
And I always was searching, and actually that's a good way to lose friends when you really hold on too tight to them.
但是后来我发现呢，就是我也研究，就是说，当你把对方抓得太紧的时候，你反而会失掉这个朋友。
One day he came and he said, "No more friendships."
然后有一天神又来了，跟我说不再有友情。
Now that one knocked me. That one really, really hurt me.
那当然会真的是把我击倒，真的是对我伤害很大。
I was for a week fighting this thing, in my this trying to say, Lord, no more friends. But he knew I didn't mean it.
然后呢，那我整个一个星期都那个非常的挣扎。我想要说，哦，好的，神，没有，不再有朋友。但是呢，我神知道我并不是真心实意说这个话的。
Actually, there were times I was on my face on the floor praying, Lord, no more friends, but that was still in my heart.
然后我就甚至有一阵呢，有一个我就趴整个人趴在地上，我就跟神说，好，神，不再有朋友，没有朋友，但是我知道我心里并不是真的愿意。
But I remember a Saturday morning, the last day, I was under this for about 6 days, and on Saturday,I remember rolling out of my bed. I had sort of a low bed and I just rolled out of bed and I prayed and said, Lord, no more friends. And I meant it. Oh, from the depths of my heart, I meant it.
然后呢我记得很清楚，因为我一个星期都这样。那到了一个星期六的早晨，我就因为我那个床很低，我就从床上一下子就这样滚下来，我就说神呐、啊、不再有朋友。我这个知道真的这个是从我心底的深处，我说我不再有朋友，我是这样说的。
God took that desire out of my heart and gave me, I would say hundreds of friends, or dozens and dozens and dozens of friends.
神就把那个强烈的那个愿望从我心里给挪去了。然后但是在这个之后呢，神给了我成好几百很多很多的朋友。
And he taught me how to love them and let them go.
然后神就教导我如何去爱他们，但是又放手让他们走。
Well, now let me tell you about another one.
You said, 然后我再告诉你另外一个。
But that, he kept right after me, and oh, how thankful I am. But anyhow, I was going with a young man.
然后我再告诉你另外一个，就是说，我知道，就是说，这个也很难，因为我当时有一个年轻男士。
That's right. This old man was going with the, or this old girl was going with a young man, and we actually were getting rather serious.
然后呢，那时候我跟这个年轻人交往，其实那时候我们已经是挺认真、挺严肃的，对这件事情。
And actually, I can't tell you what how I felt when God came and said, "No, no." No marriage.
然后我没法跟你描述，当神就是告诉我说不是的，这个不是要没有婚姻。我当时我的感受我很难跟你描述。
Now that was a hard one.
那个可是一个非常艰难的一点。
I started going around and asking the pastor. He said, oh, there's nothing wrong. You're both Christians. There's nothing wrong. And I would go to one and another and ask them.But when I got back with God, it was still no.
然后呢，我就记得很清楚。当时我就去问我周围的人，我就去问牧师。牧师说没有问题啊，你们两个都是基督徒，你们可以就是继续交往下去。那我又问别人，大家也都是这样讲。但是当我回来面对神的时候，我觉得神是告诉我说不要。
I knew I needed God to help me with that, so I said to Him, Lord.If this is your voice and this is what you're telling me, then help me to dislike him as much as I like him.
然后呢，我知道说，如果我要这样的话，我必须需要神的帮助。我就跟神说：“我神呐、啊，如果这个真的是你告诉我的，是出自于你，那你就像我怎么喜欢他，你也让我如何的不喜欢他。”
And so, listen, I want to tell you what God can do.
我就告诉你神可以做什么。
Don't ask him if you don't want to face it.
如果你不想真心的来面对的话，你就不要这样去跟神说。
From that time, I could hardly stand him.
然后呢，从那个祷告之后，我就完全受不了这个男生。
I cannot tell you we were to be in a wedding, and I could hardly barely touch his arm.
然后我们当时去参加一个婚礼，可能他们一个伴郎伴娘，我都根本没有办法碰他，碰他的胳膊都不愿意碰。
God so answered that that I didn't have to ask anymore, and I broke up with him.
然后呢，神已经很清楚的给我这样子来回应我的祷告，所以我就不再问别人，所以就跟那个男孩子就等于说就分手了，就没有不再有联系了。
And you might say, Sister Torres, do you regret it? Never, never regretted it.
你们可能会说，妈咪，那你后悔吗？我从来没有后悔过。
Because God gave me.More families. In fact, after that, he spoke to me. He said, "I'm going to put you in families." And he did.
因为之后呢，神跟我说，神给了我更多的那个家庭。然后之后，神对我说，我要把你放在家庭之中。神也的确这样做了。
And that love I would have had for my husband, and you must love your husband. He should be first. But that love I had for him.I was able to give to many people along the way that God wanted me to encourage and to love and to help them.
然后呢，就是我不是说你们当然要去爱你们的丈夫，但是神把那种本来是要在婚姻中那种对先生那种爱呢，就给了我，就是把那种爱呢让我转换成就是在后来我碰到的很多人，我可以去鼓励他们，可以去爱他们。我但是我就爱你们的先生。
all of these would become idols.
所有我刚才讲到这些东西都可以变成你的偶像。
I believe God knew if I married, I would put everything into my marriage. I wouldn't be able to really serve him the way he wanted me to serve him.
神知道如果我要是结婚的话，我肯定把我所有的精力全都放在我的婚姻当中，那我就不可能像单身这样的去服侍神。
Now let me ask you, do you have any idols?
那我就问大家，你们有偶像吗？
No, they don't have to be statues that you bow down to. But they're It's things in your life that you love and you do it so much. And it's just so much a part of your, I won't say devotion like to God, but to your devotion that you enjoy. You want this. It really is something that,You spend too much time with.
然后呢，这个就是这个东西呢，就是在你的生命中呢，就是你怎么说呢？你喜欢的，你花了很多时间在一起，不是说像对神的那种委身、那种敬拜、那种投入，但是呢，是你非常的享受，然后你花了很多的时间在上面。你有没有这样的东西？
He wants us to be committed to him.
神想要我们完全的是委身于他。
You see, jealousy, when it doesn't belong to you, is terrible. But we belong to him.
如果你说，如果我们不属于神的话呢，那当然嫉妒是很糟糕的。但是我们是属于神的。
He can more than satisfy us in our life.
他真的是比我们所能想象的更能够满足我们的生命。
I found this out many, many times.
我真的是很多次就是发现这一点，经历这一点。
So let's determine in our life that we're committed to God.
所以让我们现在就是对神委身。
You know, you can come into the church. You can ask God through Jesus to forgive you. And if you're not careful, you settle down.In the thought that I'm forgiven, and you don't really commit your whole life to God.
然后你可能来到教会，你也就是说，请借着耶稣基督求神来饶恕你。但是你不小心的话，你可能就安于现状，你可能整个生命就这样了，并没有说真正把你的生命完全的交给耶稣，交给神。
You see, when you commit to God, that means he and you are going to work in that area. You can commit your husband to God. You can commit your children to God. And you will find out you love them more and are more willing to keep things at a level of love than you ever did before.
然后呢，当你真正是委身于神的时候，就是你和神可以在一起，在一个你比如说生活的一个方面来工作，你可以真的是把你的丈夫跟孩子交给神，然后不是说你对他们的爱的那个层面就会是你想象不到的更深的层面。
I can tell you now, 50 years after those things happened, that I am so deeply grateful that he took those things out of my heart that would have kept me occupied and would have kept my attention and would have kept my admiration. I thank God for that.
所以 50 years later, right? 50 times. 所以呢，在50年之后呢，我可以来说真的是非常感谢神，他让那些东西呢没有进入到我的生命当中，没有进到我的生活当中，所以我可以对神的专注，对神的爱慕，这样子。我更经历他。
Sister Schwartz, aren't you sorry that you're not married and I can say one big no?
如果你问我说妈咪你有没有觉因为你没有结婚感觉我可以跟你说个大大的不坚定的不。
Listen, I have dealt with marriage problems.
我曾经
a good portion of these years and I can tell you,I am happy I'm not married.
然后当然了因为我在过去中我辅导我处理了很多的这个家庭婚姻的问题我可以跟你说哎呀我真的是对我来讲我很高兴没有结婚。
No, really, I'm sort of,
我有点开玩笑。
I seriously feel that marriage is a part of God's order of life, and it's good.
我真的是很认真严肃的认为婚姻是神的这个创造的一个次序一个部分是非常的重要非常好的。
The only reason I was happy these years is because he has used me how he wanted to in families, in the lives of people, that the love I have is what I can share, really share. And this is what he called me for.
然后我真正就是很高兴的就是说让我喜悦的就是神可以这样子来任意的完全的来用我让我在家庭中让我在人中间来彰显就是来分享他的爱因为这样的话因为我是独身我想妈咪是这个意思他就可以更自由的这样来服侍神
I think it was good to ask God Lord do I have any idols in my life
所以我觉得
is there something that means so much to me
你可以就是认真的来问神说神啊在我的生命中是不是有什么偶像是不是有什么东西真的是对我来讲特别的重要
Actually for some people their home is their idol
对有些人来讲他们的家就是他们的偶像
They keep everything just right They have all kinds of nice and good things and when their people come they feel so good inside when they say my you've got a nice home
然后他就是家里边一定要就是搞的那个中规中矩非常的非常的好然后当有客人来了看到他们家说你家真漂亮真好的时候心里边感觉很满足
No, it's nothing wrong with having a nice home
当然有个很好的家一点问题都没有不是这个意思
But if that's an idol to you if that's where your passion is and that's where you want everyone to be able to say oh it's really specialThere may be that fact that you have made your home an idol.
所以但是如果说你把家搞得很整洁美很好但是如果说你的注意力你的热忱就都在于说哎呀人家来了都称赞你的家是多好那个是你的那个满足你的享受所在那就要小心有可能那个家就成了你的偶像。
Yes, so search your heart and see, are there any idols in my life?
所以检查你的心问一下在我的心中有没有什么偶像
If it is, it may be why you can't get close to the Lord. It may be why it's very difficult always to pray, though I know at times it is, but very difficult. You forget it, you know, and reading the Bible is just going through one chapter very quickly and not hardly knowing what you read, but you can say, I read my Bible.But you have to be very careful.
但是你要就是要说也许那个就是你不能够跟人比较亲跟神亲近的或者是向神祷告的原因。那时候我有一段时就是你可能就是也在读你的圣经但是一张一张的读却不知道在读什么那有可能是求神来检查你的心是不是有什么偶像。
And the last one is that we have there's such a thing as spiritual adultery.
然后另外一个就是属灵上的这个淫乱
You see, in a sense, there is a marriage relations between Jesus and the Father and us. We're called the bride. And he wants our unswavering commitment. And if we don't give him that, as he said, I'm a jealous God. This I want from you. Because you see,We can spend like me, I'm 87 now. I can spend that time here, but I'm going to spend all of eternity with him.
因为在属灵上来讲我们被称为是耶稣基督的心腹所以我们是跟神是有这种就像是这种婚姻的关系在属灵上。然后呢神是呼召我们就是要跟他要就是跟神是这种所以有这种属有可能就在属灵上的淫乱神我现在已经87岁了虽然我在这里花了87年但是我们在永恒里我们要跟神在一起的
But you see God doesn't want to just be in our life not first in our life you say oh he wants to be first he wants to be everything to us
神不单单是说要在我们生活中成为我们的首要，神要成为我们生活生命的所有。
Now I've learned this, and I remember Brother Taylor, he was our superintendent, he was from the Caribbean, and he said, because I love God, I love my wife. And he said, I love, and I can understand that, because when we love God, we love others around us. And so we see, if we have an unwavering commitment to God, to Jesus, then you'll see that all the other things that you're around and your relationships, there'll be a greater love in your heart.
Yeah, 就有一个泰勒弟兄，他原来在加勒比海宣教，他说我因为我爱神，所以我爱我的太太，那同时呢，也因为我们爱神呢，我们就可以爱我们周围的人。如果我们对神，对耶稣基督有这种不摇动的，就是不是这样晃来晃去的这样的一个尾声的话，那我们对周围人的爱会是一个不同的一个水平，一个更深的程度。
You know, you might say, Sister Schwartz, that's, isn't that being sort of, how can I say it? Isn't that being sort of funny?Isn't that, you think that's the way we should live? And I would say to you, I have tried to live that way through the years. And I can say that it's been a happy way, a joyful way. I can't explain it to you exactly. But when you love him first, when he is your commitment, when you have a commitment to him and to Jesus,everything else changes. He's, if we have to understand, he's the one that can really help us in the inside.
他说如果你可能会说，妈咪啊，你说这样子去爱神，这是不是好像有点，怎么说，好像有点可笑似的，是不是是这样的吗？那真的是要这样生活吗？但是我告诉你，我经过我自己的生活，我的就是不同的事啊，就是说不同的方式，就是我的努力，我的探索，那我觉得真的这个就是这种生活的方式，是一个让人很喜乐的一个方式。如果我们首先的来爱他，把他放在首位，我们对他委身，那就是说，然后我们就会感觉到就是神从里边来改变我们，我们周对我们从里个到外的改变，然后对别人的改变。如果我们真的是明白的话，我们就知道他是那位真正从里边可以来帮助我们的人。
So I trust that if I could say to you today, love the Lord with all of your heart, lean not your own understanding. This is where we fail. We lean to our own understanding. We think we have to do this or we have to have this, but it's better to lean on him.
所以呢，我今天如果要说的就是我们要全心的来爱神，不要依靠自己的聪明。其实这个就是我们常常的问题，我们依靠自己的聪明，依靠别的什么事情，而不是全心的依靠主。
Well, thank you for listening to me.
谢谢大家听我。
I hope you understood me. Maybe I was a little mixed up at times. But anyway, thank you for listening.
也许我希望你们能了解我，因为可能我有的地方混在一起，但是我希望大家能够了解啊。
I love you all.
我很爱大家。
I don't just say that. At times my heart gets so warm when I see the children of God. There is something that I have to tell you.That if you can just make him your whole commitment, it'll make a difference in your life.
然后呢，我这样说，我很爱你们，我真的是不是这样随便说说而已。当我的心有时候很温暖，当我看到神的孩子跟神同行，当你们真的是对神完全委身的时候，你会看到神对你生命的造成的不同。
Thank you, and I love.
谢谢大家，我很爱大家。
Just let's have a word of prayer, Father.
让我们一起来祷告。
Our God, you made us, you love us.
你是神，你创造了我们。
we recognize that many times man doesn't understand.
我知道很多时候我们人是不了解你的。
They don't realize that a commitment to you is a commitment that is eternal. We love you. We want to serve you in Jesus' name. Amen.
很多时候他们不知道，当我们这样的一个委身，其实是一个对永恒的一个委身，一个得到。然后我们爱你，我们愿意来服侍你，奉主耶稣的名求， Amen。
好，我稍微再延长一点点。好，你当中可能有人哈，已经听了这些妈咪的这些过去的经验已经好几次了，当然我就是听了最多次的哈。那这个就是我们一代一代的承传下去，而且呢它是一种不厌其烦的叮咛，那个心啊，那我们也是一样谦卑受教的，一听再听。那等到我们自己要传给下一代的时候呢，我们也要有加上自己的经验来传给下一代。那就是为什么在圣经上面你看那个摩西啊、约书亚，他们其实到最后在交代事情都是同样的，再交代一次，再叮咛一次。然后保罗说你要喜乐，我再说你要喜乐啊。所以我们可以看到那个那种很诚恳的心啊。那其实我们的神就是这样的，一次再一次的，即使我们还没有学好，他再一次的讲同样的话，一直到我们学好啊。那我要这样子来补充哈，就是关于这个偶像是一定要拆除，一定要被打破的。但是有时候我们不知道，有时候我们不愿意。那这些呢，不是说我们要拆就可以拆，我们不要偶像就可以不要偶像。如果我们诚心的跟神说，神啊，我真的是很愿意专心的爱你，而且呢你那么的这样的来愿意独有我，那我愿意专心的来也是一样这样的爱你的话，那你这个心线上神自己会做。就像妈咪说的，你要祷告说你小心哈，你祷告的话，即使你忘了，即使你有 80% 的心意，神是全心在听我们的祷告。好，所以不要担心说，哎呀，那我是不是这里要拆，那里要拆？哈，是神自己来拆。好，所以呢，是我们的心意，我们愿意，然后呢，他就很乐意的来帮助我们。但是不管怎么样，当我们建筑的时候，是全然的爱他。那有一点我们是可以努力的，就是我们更多的去发现我们所信的神的可爱。好，这是我下一次。下一次轮到我灵修的时候哈，在下一个礼拜我本来今天要讲的哈，就是要让我们去更多的认识我们的神，我们的主是这么样的可爱的时候，那我们的爱他就更不难了哈。